that.
It is 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for the Opera Box.
Support comes from the CU Museum of Natural History in Boulder, currently offering a new virtual experience of their popular paleontology hall, plus fresh exhibits and do-it-yourself activities, available online in both English and Spanish. More information can be found at colorado.edu/CU Museum.
Support comes from Pro Musica Colorado Chamber Orchestra, presenting Springtime, featuring Vivaldi's Spring and Summer with violinist Yumi Wong Williams, live streamed online May 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at promusicacolorado.org.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome in the Opera Box, the best seat in the house. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and tonight I have a playlist highlighting one of the greatest, most distinguished, and admired mezzo-sopranos of the last 100 years, Christa Ludwig, who passed away yesterday at 93. She had an expressive richness, agile when needed, but powerful when unleashed. And I'll have examples such as Delilah from Samson and Delilah, plus music by Wagner, Mahler, Bartok, Beethoven, and more. Join me for a tribute to one of the greatest voices.
Ritas et consolis.
Mon cœur s'ouvre à ta voix. My heart responds to your voice. The duet from Act Two of Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns. We heard the great Christa Ludwig as Delilah, or Dalila, and James King as Samson. Giuseppe Pitani conducted the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. And we're 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadell. And tonight, my playlist highlights the great mezzo, Christa Ludwig, who passed away yesterday. Ludwig was born in Berlin in 1928 to musical parents. Her father was a well-known tenor, and her mother, a popular soprano. Both were known for their operatic work, so naturally her mother was her first teacher. She made her professional debut at the very young age of 18 as Count Orlovsky, the eccentric trouser role in Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus. She then worked steadily in most of the regional German opera companies until the mid-50s, when she began appearing in Salzburg and the Vienna State Opera. She debuted at the Met in 1958 and was a favorite, racking up 120 performances there. Now, mezzos typically are supporting roles, and she gained fame in many. Octavian in Rosenkavalier, Carabino in The Marriage of Figaro, The Dyer's Wife in The Woman Without a Shadow, Suzuki in Madame Butterfly, Brangaena in Tristan und Isolde, Ortrud in Lohengrin, Amneris in Aida, Waltraute and Fricka in Wagner's Ring operas. But she told her friend Birgit Nilsson that she dreamed of singing the dramatic soprano roles. And she was famous for certain lead roles, such as the Marshalin in The Rosenkavalier. But one of her greatest was the title role in Beethoven's Fidelio. We're going to hear her in Leonore's Act One aria, Komm Hoffnung, Come Hope. Leonore has taken the disguise of a man, calling herself Fidelio, to get a job at the prison where her husband is a condemned political prisoner. And in this aria, she prays she'll have the nerve when the time comes to rescue him.
No. folgte Wiener drüber. Ich wollte nicht, ich stand die Flügel
Hoffnung. Come Hope. Leonora's aria from Act I of Beethoven's Fidelio from the legendary recording featuring Christa Ludwig as Leonora, conducted by Otto Klemperer with the Philharmonia Orchestra. It's 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist pays tribute to the great mezzo who passed away yesterday at 93. In 1957, she became friends with the legendary soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, who convinced her husband, the powerful EMI producer Walter Legge, to sign Ludwig, and this resulted immediately in several song recital albums, which earned her the reputation as an intelligent musician as well as a great voice. That same year, she married the great baritone Walter Berry, and they often worked together before divorcing in 1970. One of their greatest collaborations was as the ill-suited couple, Judith and Bluebeard, in Bartók's great opera, Bluebeard's Castle. The role really calls for a wide range of expression, from girlish impatience to abject fear. In the opera, Judith married the much older Bluebeard to the horror of her family. Once inside his castle, she sees seven locked doors and impatiently demands each key. What she finds behind those doors thrills and terrifies her.
Thank you.
An excerpt from Bartók's Bluebeard's Castle with Christa Ludwig as Judith and her husband, Walter Berry, as Bluebeard. István Kertész conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. We're 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist highlighting the career of the great mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig, who just passed away yesterday. Now, I've received some information that some people who are listening to our AfterFM.com feed may be experiencing static. If that's true, try going to our KGNU.org website and try the live stream from that website. Well, here's an example of Christa Ludwig's ability to act and just throw herself completely into a role, even a small part. Like The Witch, from Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. In Act 3, the witch captures the siblings, gleefully thinking about eating them.
Manus locus, manus locus.
Now that is A Witch from Act 3 of Hansel and Gretel. And we heard the great Christa Ludwig as the witch with Kurt Eichhorn conducting the Munich Radio Symphony.
Support comes from Westward, presenting Westward's Feast to Go, a celebration of Denver's restaurant scene, one bite at a time. Thursday, May 13th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Stanley Marketplace in Aurora. Tickets and information at westwardfeast.com.
Support comes from Colorado Tech Point, a technology store specializing in sales and repair service of verified pre-owned laptops, computers, and mobile devices. Located at 436 Main Street in downtown Longmont. More information at co-techpoint.com or by calling 303-848-3738.
Well, Christa Ludwig went on to capture all the great mezzo roles, and she often got her wish to sing many of the great soprano roles. She expanded her repertoire into Verdi, Monteverdi, Orff, and Rossini, and displayed an amazing agility and range for a mezzo. Listen to her in this excerpt as Dorabella in Mozart's Così fan tutte.
Thank you.
and in the coloratura role, Rosina in Rossini's Barber of Seville. But over the years, Ludwig was in greatest demand in Strauss, Mahler, and Wagner. Now compare those light moments we just heard to this performance as the evil Ortrud from Lohengrin. Ortrud is a sort of Lady Macbeth pushing her husband to become the Duke of Brabant. However, it means they must first get rid of the young Duke and his sister, Elsa. Elsa is protected by the knight Lohengrin, but Ortrud makes her suspicious of him.
Hier und wie du
Oh, the evil Ortrud preys on Elsa's insecurities. From Wagner's Lohengrin, from the classic 1964 recording with Christa Ludwig as Ortrud and Elizabeth Grimmer as Elsa. Rudolf Kemp conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. Here's my personal favorite. It's from her performance as Valtrauta in Götterdämmerung, The Twilight of the Gods, and Valtrauta's narrative. It's from part 4 of Wagner's Ring Cycle. Valtrauta is a Valkyrie warrior, an immortal. In this scene, with her sister Brunhilde, she brings distressing news. Their father and all the gods of Valhalla cannot survive unless the evil, all-powerful ring is returned to the maidens of the Rhine River. And Valtrauta knows it's Brunhilde's wedding ring from her beloved Siegfried.
In der Hand, yeah.
Seiner Seite durch Stummer.
ich mich fährt. In heimlicher Hast bestieg ich ein Ross und tritt im Sturme zu dir.
Waltraut's narrative from The Twilight of the Gods, the fourth opera of Wagner's epic Ring cycle, featuring the great Christa Ludwig as Waltraut. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic from the famous Decca recording of the complete Ring cycle. Well, Christa Ludwig knew her craft better than anyone, but she was a consummate professional. Once, during rehearsals for the Valkyrie, the director was telling her how to approach the role. She interrupted him, saying, "Everything you're saying is crap, but I'll do what you ask because you're paying me so well." While rehearsing Mahler's Song of the Earth with her longtime friend Leonard Bernstein, she stopped him and told him he's conducting too fast to make the lyrics intelligible. Yet, despite her international stature and influence, she was much loved by everyone, with sparkling eyes and a big smile. She was cheerful, supportive, and down to earth. She retired from the stage in 1994, giving master classes, and she continued to give occasional recitals until 2003. Well, I can't end tonight's tribute without playing one of her nuanced lieder interpretations from her classic reading of Mahler's song, "Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen," "I've become a stranger to the world." Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen. I've become a stranger to the world. With Christa Ludwig, and Otto Klemperer conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra in another classic recording. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you all for joining me in the Opera Box tonight and for my tribute to Christa Ludwig, who passed away yesterday at 93. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday and your host, Gary McBride.
A big thanks to John in Lakewood for donating a 2009 Toyota Camry to KGNU. To get more out of a vehicle you no longer need, donate it. We'll take care of everything, and pickup is free. Just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR to get
this
started.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, A Classic Monday.
Support comes from the CU Museum of Natural History in Boulder, currently offering a new virtual experience of their popular paleontology hall, plus fresh exhibits and do-it-yourself activities, available online in both English and Spanish. More information can be found at colorado.edu/CU Museum.
Support comes from Pro Musica Colorado Chamber Orchestra, presenting Springtime, featuring Vivaldi's Spring and Summer with violinist Yumi Wong Williams. Live streamed online May 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at promusicacolorado.org.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. And tonight, music by Aram Khachaturian, Zoltan Kodály, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, and an early work by a mystery composer. Music nothing at all like the music they're most famous for. Let's start with the first of two works I'm featuring tonight by the Armenian Soviet composer Aram Khachaturian. One of the most famous Soviet composers outside the USSR, Khachaturian was born and raised in Tbilisi, Georgia in 1903, and he moved to Moscow for good when he was a young composer of 18. He composed concertos and symphonies, but was most famous for his ballet music, Gayen and Spartacus, which we'll hear in the second half of tonight's program. Here's an early chamber work composed when he was 29, his trio for clarinet, violin, and piano in three movements.